We are learning Masechta Shabbos Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, when we're starting from the Gemara. We learned yesterday a Mishnah, pretty long Mishnah, and it had a few Machlekes in Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And the first Machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel was, if they are you allowed to soak either ink or dye or kashinim, some kind of Meichel Behema, if you're allowed to soak that over Shabbos. You know, you put it in before Shabbos, but you soak it over Shabbos, and the shaila is, we said the pashtus pshat is Beis Shammai holds the issa shvisas kalim, and Beis Hillel holds no issa shvisas kalim. Your kalim will add the malacha for you on Shabbos. But that's clear from the Mishnah that being shayra diyoy, soaking ink or dye, if you did it on Shabbos, avada be aser midaraisa issa Shabbos, and we spoke out it's an issa of lush, and the Gemara is going to talk about that right now. You know, Pashas Losh in the Mishkan is a case where you make dough. They made dough. They took water and flour and mixed it together and made a dough. That's Losh. But our Mishnah's Mashmah, that just putting water and soaking dye in water, that enough is called Losh. Zok the Gemara, Man Tana Nesidus Mayim L'diyoy Zuhi Shriyasam. Who's the Tana holds just putting water into ink, that is enough of a soaking, and it's chayev losh. Who holds that's enough to be chayev losh for that? Even though you didn't mix it, even though you didn't sit there and knead it and mix it, that's called losh. Who's the Tana? I'm Rav Yosef, Rebbe. It's Rebbe. The Tana linked in a brisa. Echanoisin as a kemach, echanoisin as a mayim. Someone puts flour into a bowl, and another person comes ahead and adds water. Ha'akren chayev. The second one is chayev because elisha, because Rebbe holds just adding water is enough to be elisha. Divrei Rebbe. Reis Yehuda Eimer, Eina Chayiv Atchi Egavel. Reis Yehuda holds, you're not Chayiv until you actually mix it, until you actually knead the dough, then you're Chayiv for Losh. You know, for example, if someone's making dough on Shabbos or the oatmeal, or on top of oatmeal, and he puts water in, according to Rebbe, you're Chayiv. According to Reis Yehuda, you're not Chayiv until you mix it. So we're saying, our Mishnah, it says, if you soak Diyoy in the water, Yechayev Mishum Losh, it must be that we're going according to Rebbe, not according to Rebbe Yehuda. So Dr. Gemara says, Abaya asked Rav Yosef, Amle Abaya, V'dilma Ad Kalikon Reisi El Bekemach. Rav Yosef holds that by flour, the only way to be Chayev for Losh is when you mix it. Why? The Bar Gibuhu. The only way Lisha happens by dough is by mixing it. If you just put water into dough, it doesn't really turn into flour. It doesn't turn into dough so much. You pour water into flour, it's not such a good dough. Therefore, you have to mix it. Avodiyoi, the lav bar gibelhu, but by ink and by tseva, the way you do losh there is just by pouring water. You don't have to mix it. It works without mixing it. Maybe ein b'lechayiv. Maybe there, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda would agree. Maybe our Mishnah Zekuli Amma, because we're saying maybe dafka by flour and water, there, it's not nigmar until you mix it. It's not considered a dough until you mix it. So that's why there, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda would hold that the only chayiv for losh if you mix it. But maybe by the eye, where it works even without mixing it, maybe there you could be chayiv even by just pouring water. That's the Gemara's kasha. How do you know? How do you know it's only Rebbe? So the Gemara, no, don't say like Abaya. Why? Because the Tanya will show you first a brisa that even something that doesn't need mixing, still it's a machlokes. The Tanya, echanoisin as a efer. This is talking about ashes. Someone puts ashes. Echanoisin mayim. Someone puts mayim. Ha'achren chayiv. The second one's chayav because of Elisha, Divrei Rebbe. Reis Yehuda Eimer, Atchi Egavel, you have to mix it. Now, we know that Efer, which is ashes, is not a bar gibelhu. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't mix. It's not something you have to knead. It can mix even without kneading it. So, L'chayra, it's a raya. Even there, Rav Yehuda argues, until you mix it, you're not chayav falash. So, it's a raya to Rav Yosef that our Mishnah is only according to Rebbe. Zok to Gemara. No, Vidilma, my Afer, when it says in that Braisa, it says Afer, it means really Afar. You know what it means? Afar, the Bar Gibulu, and Afar is Bar Gibul Taka. So maybe it's really Afar. And that's why there, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you have to mix it. Because by earth, to make tit, like Rashi says, to make cement, you have to mix it. Pouring in won't help. The way it's Nigmas for mixing it, that's why Rabbi Yehuda argues in the Braisa. But maybe again, our Mishnah, he would agree. Because really, Efer means Afa. Zok Tamar, no, you can't say Efer means Afa. Why? Because Vatanya Efer, Vatanya Afa. There's one Brisa says Efer, one Brisa says Afa. So you can't say that the Bal HaBrisa doesn't know how to spell. because when he wants to say Afar, he says it with an Ayin. He doesn't say it with an Aleph. So you can't say Ephraim is Afar. So I'm like, no, maybe that Tana is spelling it that way and this Tana is spelling it this way. Midigavadadi Tanya are two brises next to each other. They're two separate brises. Like Rashi says, that one brisa is Rabbi Chia and one brisa is Rabbi Oishia. And one spells it with an Ayin and one spells it with an Aleph. But really, both of them are Afar, and really, you could really Taina that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda only argues by something that's bar gibul like Afar, but something that's not a bar gibul like Afer, or our Mishnah's cases of Diyoy, or Tseva, Samin, or Karashinan. Maybe there, even Rabbi Yossi and Yehuda will agree that Sharia is Zuhi Lisha, and maybe the Kuliyama, that will be called Lisha. So it's Lav Dafka, our Mishnah's only according to Rabbi, maybe it is according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Very good. Zok the Gemara Vaita. So it could be not convenient to halacha from this Gemara. If you have some kind of food item, even if you pass the rest of Yehuda, it could be there's a certain food item that if just pouring water in it will make it into Losh, it'll come out as Losh. And that's there are a lot of Rishonim here. We learn the Sugya Losh that come out of this Sugya. Zok the Gemara Vaita. We're going to learn now a little bit about Shvisas Kalim. Tanu Rabbanu. We learned in a Braisa. Poiskim Mayim Legina Erev Shabbos. A person, he has a like little brook next to his gina, and he wants to water his whole entire garden, his huge garden, he wants to water it. So he makes a little hole in the fence, in the retaining wall by the water. And by making that hole, he opens the hole, and now water starts filling up into the garden. But it takes 24 hours to fill it up. So before Shabbos, he opens up the hole. Now over Shabbos, it's going to water his whole entire garden. Not doing anything on Shabbos, he opened up before Shabbos. But he opened up the hole and now it's going to fill up his garden over Shabbos. So what's the halacha? The Braita says, mutar to do. Poiskim mayim legina erev Shabbos imchashecha. He's allowed to open up the mayim into the garden erev Shabbos imchashecha. Umesamelas vayalechas kol yoyim kulay. And the gina fills up the whole entire day and gets all watered. That's mutter. Number two, Wanichim Mugmar Tachas Akelim Erev Shabbos. You want to, those days they were very into making their clothing smell good. So they set up the besom and the spices, it's with fire, and they put it under their clothing, Erev Shabbos, and over Shabbos it'll smell up their clothing to make it smell good. But they did it before Shabbos, set it up before Shabbos, but the whole Shabbos it went weiter. You're allowed to do that, the Braisa says. That's number two. Number three, Miskamrim Vaholchin Hayoim. No, this is part of number two. Miskamrim Vaholchin Mem Kula. And it gets smelly, the good smell of the whole Shabbos. Manichin Gofris Tachas Akelim. That's number three. That you're allowed to put Gofris Tachas Akelim Erev Shabbos Chashecha Miskamrim Vaholchin Kol Shabbos Kula. This is talking about metal or gold or silver Kalim that they used to cook it up, basically, that the pictures on it, they used to make pictures of Parachim, Rashi says, and they carved out different things, and when they put the gofris, the sulfur, they cooked it up with sulfur, it made it black, and made it stand out, and that was the process of finishing up this kalim. So you're allowed to do this before Shabbos, set it up, and then, as it's set up, on Shabbos, it'll get finished on Shabbos. Miskafrim v'holchim kol ha-Shabbos kula. Another halacha, omnichin kilor agavi ayin. You could put like a bandaid over the eye with the bandaid had on it like medicine, visplinus, a different type of bandaid agavi maka or Shabbos v'chashecha. And even though sarapemes v'alachas kolim kulor, the whole entire Shabbos it sits there getting better. Those things are all allowed. Aval ein nois nechitim l'soy cherichayim shalmayim, but you can't put chitim into rechayim of Shamayim, which means a water mill. This water turns the mill, and on Shabbos, the mill is grinding up all your wheat. It has to be done before Shabbos. So, the Gemara names on this Braisa can't be Beis Shammai. Why not? Because the Braisa says they allowed to do Mugmur and Gofris on Shabbos. That's, pasture sitting on your stove or in a big keli with fire. So Shvisas Kalim says, you're not allowed to do that. This Braisa says all these things are mutter. The only thing that's aser is to use a water mill on Shabbos. That's the only thing that's aser. That's what it sounds like. So Zok the Gemara, My time. So what's pshat in the braisa? Why punked a water mill? That's also to let it go by itself on Shabbos. Punk, that's also. What's the pshat? My time. Omer Rabba, mepnei shemashma as koil. It's because it makes noise. And if something makes noise, that's a zilzal on Shabbos. That's a zilzal on Shabbos. Rashi says that it says the mashma as a koil. And this is the thing. It's not covered Shabbos to have something that's be mashmiya koil on Shabbos. Rashi lost an avshem milsa. It's a lot of noise. So that's already a problem of on Shabbos. Even though other things are mutav, this thing makes a lot of noise. Rashi says mashmas is a koil. The avshem milsa b'Shabbos v'ikiz elusa. It's a lot going on. And it's a shtickle zilzal in the covered Shabbos. Shtickle zilzal in the covered Shabbos. Something more about it. Omale Rav Yosef. There's a big shaila what it means exactly. Is the noise itself the zilzal? Or if you hear noise and you think he put it on Shabbos? That's the shaila. That's a big machlokes, and it comes up in halacha. If the vart is that it's how you think you did it on Shabbos, or the noise itself makes a difference. Like, that's a big one of nafkaminas. Oh, how you have allowed to have a noisemaker on Shabbos? You know, some people put a noisemaker on for their baby to sleep. How you let it have that on Shabbos? Anyway, it's machlokes, allowed to be mashmiya koil anyway, even halacha lemaisa. But just to give you an example, that's a shaila. Mashmas koil, the vart is the koil itself is zilusa, or people from hearing the thing, they hear the grinder going, oh, it must be the guy's grinding on Shabbos. But al-Kapanim, either way, Rabbi says that the problem is that this grinder makes noise. So the Gemara Vayter, Omer Rav Yosef. Yosef doesn't like this pshat, and Tosfos explains Rav Yosef does not like the tam of Hashma'as Kol. He holds there's no reason of Hashma'as Kol b'chlal. There's no such thing. Therefore, he has a kash. Only Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef tells Rabbi, the Leiv Mamar Shvisas Kalim. Why don't you learn the sugya al Shvisas Kalim? The Tanya learned in a braisa. The braisa says that sheishes yom tasa masech of yom hashvi tishpoist. And it says vaitel man yinuach. Rav Rashi speaks out pasuk as man yinuach sharcha v'cham marcha and ben amasecha and the ger. And then it says v'choil hashem arate lechem tishameiru. And we dash the word v'choil to teach us the rabbi shvises kelim that the kelim also have to be a part of man yinuach. V'choil is marbe that part of man yinuach is also shvises kelim. And Rav Yosef is learning this even according to Beis Hillel, like we'll see in a second. Elo Rav Yosef, Meshum Shvises Kalim. The reason why you're not allowed to put the chitim into the rechayim, you're not allowed to put the wheat into the watermill, it's because of Shvises Kalim. Zach the Gemara, Vahashtar the Amrit, Le Beis Hillel, Isle Shvises Kalim the Raisa. So what's found the other part of Raisa? Like we spoke out, that's why we don't want to say it's Beis Shammah, because of Gofres and Mugmar, my time is Sharu. Im Kain, Gofres and Mugmar, why is it Mutter? When it says you're allowed to put the gofres, the sulfur, under your gold and silver kalim, and you're allowed to put the mugmor, the smelling spices, under your clothing over Shabbos. Lachar, why isn't that a problem with Shvises Kalim? If you're saying even Beis Hillel agrees with Shvises Kalim, why isn't that a problem? My time is Sharu, why is that mutter? Why is that mutter? We're going according to, if Beis Hillel agrees to Shvises Kalim, and that's why Rechayim, the mill, is Osir, so why is gofres and mugmor any better? And for the Gemara, Muslim Loka Ovid Maisa, it doesn't do a Maisa. Pshat is like this, that the Rechayim is working on Shabbos. It's actually working. You see it pumping, boom, 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 pumping on Shabbos. The Gopher's thing is not doing anything. It's sitting there. You already set it up. It's all set up. It's not doing a Maisa on Shabbos. But Rechayim is grinding on Shabbos. Frank the Gemara, Beis Hillel Vayter, that Beis Hillel holds Shvises Kalim, what's Pshat in the Mishnah? The Mishnah said that unin shel pishdon, you're allowed to put it into the oven on Shabbos, and the oven cleans it over Shabbos. My time is sorry. Why is it mutter? So the Gemara also mishum deloy ovid ma'isu meirich naicha. The tanner is sitting there; it's not doing any malacha, and the gecholim do the malacha, and that's not your kelim. That's munach al aretz. That's not doing anything, and just the everything's inside it. But the rechayim is moving. So Rechayim is worse. Again, we're saying that the Rechayim is worse. Again, we're saying it's only Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai Avada holds all these things are Osir. Beis Shammai holds Unin Shal Pishtun's Taka Osir. So it's clearly, even at this point, Rav Yosef, we're saying there's like an in-between Dargah of Shvises Kalim. That Shvises Kalim, Kalim, the Dua Maisa will be Osir. And Beis Hillel will hold like that, according to Rav Yosef. Beis all kelim can do any malach, even if they're stationary. But Beis will agree, there's an issur shvisas kelim when it's like a rechayim that's moving. That's Rav Yosef's shot. And the Gemara goes further to ask further. It said in our Mishnah, a machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, if you'll set up a trap on Shabbos, that Beis Shammai said you cannot set up a trap on Shabbos, and Beis Hillel said you could. And the question is, a trap does mice also, because the Gemara was naming on right now that the trap looked like, it's like a mouse trap, that you the behemoth or the little mouse, whoever it is, steps on like something, and that automatically like, shuts close on him. So that's a maisa. Does a maisa on Shabbos the kelim? So why is Beis Hillel agreed? Why is Beis Hillel hold that's mutter? If a dog him to cover maisa, that the trap does a maisa, my time is sharu. Why is it mutter? If Beis Hillel agrees that if the kelim is a maisa, it's aser. Why is it mutter? Zakti mar hasav nami. It's a different type of trap. Like Rashi explains, it's a trap that either works like a hook, it's stuck, it's like stationary, and the fish or the behemoth walks right into it and gets caught on it. Or it's like a kukri. Rashi explains kukri, it's like a fish, it's for fish. It's like a type of thing that's narrow on one end and wide on the other end, and the fish goes through the wide end and goes through the narrow end and gets caught there, and it can't turn around anymore because it'll get something stuck in its mouth. I'll read you Rashi just to get it clear. Rashi says, "Sha'osin salin, you take these baskets, pia echad rocha, one mouth of it is wide, pia asheni katsa, the other side is narrow, vahadog nichnas sham goes in, umoitzi reishu pia katsa, and his head comes out of the narrow end, the ain goof yakalatis, and the goof can't go out completely. Because while a hachsa roisha lefnim, it tries to turn around. Roisha krumois nechnasim loy tachas lechiv goes into his jaw. The hasloy ovid kli midi. Here, the kli is not doing anything. So Gemara's teretz is right now, according to Rav Yosef, is that Avada Beis Hillel agrees to shvisas kelim to a certain extent. That means if the keli is pumping and doing maisa on Shabbos, it's a problem even according to Beis Hillel. Masha enkein. If it's stationary doing malacha, it's not a problem according to Beis Hillel. And therefore, all other things are good. And Beis Shammai, Vad holds that a trap is also, Udin Shapishtan is also, and it's really come out Gophis or Mugmur is also according to Beis Shammai. But that's how Rav Yosef learns the Braisa. And we said before, Rabba learned the Braisa a whole different reason, that there's no thing she says Kalim. The problem is Ashma Askoil. And if he passed like Rav Yosef, it would come out there is no such Isser as Ashma Askoil. That's what would come out in the halacha. And it could be that's the Makar from Machlekes Mechaba and the Ramah in Simin, Reish Nun Beis, if there's an Issa Bechlal of Ashma Askel. So to Gemara Vaita. V'hashto do Omer Rav Oishu Yom Rav Asi Man Tamash Vizkelem Dereis Beis Shammai Yivle Beis Hillel. Now, the Rav Oishu said that the Man De Omer holds Vizkelem Dereis, that Braisa that we learned before, would have learned that from a Pasuk. That's only Beis Shammai, not Beis Hillel. So then we're back stuck. How do you? And we don't want to learn, like Tosfos said, we don't want to learn Hashma Askel. So what's found in the Braisa? What's found in the Braisa that says Mugmer v'Gofres is Mutter and Rechayim is also? Let's read it inside again. Man Tanach became the Rais Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. So we know Beis Shammai holds that if you do a ma'aser, if you don't do a ma'aser, it's aser. And Beis Hillel, I've got to cover ma'aser shari. So what's pshat in the brisa? The Gemara is going to explain. V'hashu the amrit the Beis Shammai af agav le'over ma'aser aser ihochi. So we're saying that's pshat in the brisa. Rechayim is going according to Beis Shammai. It's going according to Beis Shammai. Holds that. There's a problem, she says Kalim. Yeah, so it's so a good the case of Paiskin Mayim Legina, putting water into your field, that we understand is mutter. No Kalim are doing maises. It's fine. But what how are you learning Gophris and Mugmar? How are you gonna learn? Yochi Mugmar Vigophris my time is shari. Why is Mugmar Vigophris mutter? Vibeshamai. My time is shari Beshamai. Why Beshami matter? Lakhairo, it's a problem, she says Kalim. Dr. Gemara Hosam Mono Ha'ara. It's a case, you know, the case of the Gophris and Mugmar was not sitting the coals that were burning up the spices or the coals that were burning up the sulfur weren't sitting in a keli. It was sitting on the ground. And I put the kelim over this coals on the ground. There was no kelim doing malacha for you. Monacha Ara was sitting on the ground. The Gemara has one more kasha on Beis Shammai. According to Beis Shammai, that you're not allowed to have shusas kelim, the question is like this. In Gigas, if someone has a barrel that you soak sa'irim in it to make sheikha, you soak in it barley to make beer, or a ner, every candle, or ukdera, or any pot that has chalent in it, or vishpud, any like a spit that you hang some, you're roasting some meat on it over Shabbos. And we have a Mishnah that on let I do that. It's my time of Shabbos. Why is it mutter? You have shvisas kelim. So how's your barrel let a soak barley for you? You know, you have to soak barley for months to make beer. And how do you light a candle? How do you have a kedera? And how do you have a spud? What's that? And for the Gemara, the mafgul afgurei, you have to be mafgir atak if you be shamid. If you want to make chalent on Shabbos, you have to mafgir pat. Shouldn't be a problem, shvisas kelim. If you want to soak your beer, you have to mafgir a kelim. And Taisa says, mashmat's a regular hefgur. Taisa asks, that you need three people to make hefgur. I have to do hefgur for three people. And Taisa says, no, here, that's only in a case where you're not sure if he really means it. But here, everyone knows you really mean it, therefore it's hefgur. And that's the Rashi Tosfos learned that you're taka mafkir. You have to speak at the Rashba. The Rashba learns that it wasn't mamash a hefker. The Rashba learns that Bezdin made like a hefker, Bezdin hefker. Bezdin, in order to let you do these things on Shabbos, they made it kilu hefker. That's how the Rashba learns.